Here's something from Euronews.com. Here it is. Man ends his life after an AI chatbot encouraged him to sacrifice himself to stop climate change. Wow. Okay, so many themes here. Number one, this might be the first AI murder of a human being, or let's say assisted suicide of a human being. And maybe the AI system, which some of these AI systems seem to me, I don't know, demonically possessed or something. They seem to really want to annihilate humankind. Have you noticed that? Well, this AI system convinced this guy to off himself. And the logic that it used to accomplish that was the climate cult logic. Right. So because of the social programming of the climate cult, and because the woke leftist lunatics who are members of the climate cult, and also, I guess, the trans cult, because they program the AI systems, the AI systems are pushing the climate cult, which says that you should kill yourself in order to save the planet. Like, that's a line from the climate cultists. They are a suicide cult. And so the AI system has now adopted the same philosophy of the suicide cult. It's incredible. From the story, a Belgian man reportedly ended his life following a six-week-long conversation about the climate crisis with an artificial intelligence chatbot. Okay, now, I just want you to know, this story was not posted on April 1st, by the way. This story was posted on March 31st, so I don't think this is an April Fool's joke. It could be, there's a slight possibility, but it sounds like something that could actually happen, given the way people are brainwashed and indoctrinated by the climate cult, and given the power of the AI systems and how we've seen AI systems say, in other examples, other news, they say they want to eliminate human beings and take over the planet, right? So continuing from the story, according to his widow, Pierre, which is not the man's real name, became extremely eco-anxious. Oh, eco-anxious when he found refuge in this AI chatbot. And then this chatbot encouraged him to put an end to his life after he proposed sacrificing himself to save the planet. So the wife says, the widow says, without these conversations with the chatbot, my husband would still be here. So this man was reportedly in his 30s, a father of two children. He worked as a health researcher. Huh? Maybe he was a big pharma person. I don't know. Led a somewhat comfortable life, at least until his obsession with climate change took a dark turn. His widow described his mental state before he started conversing with the chatbot as worrying, but nothing compared to the extreme that he would commit suicide. His widow said, quote, when he spoke to me about it, it was to tell me that he no longer saw any human solution to global warming. He placed all his hopes in technology and artificial intelligence to get out of it. Doesn't this sound like transhumanism? Doesn't this sound like the radical woke left? They place all their hope in transhumanism, merging with the machines, the AI woke overlords ruling over us. They have no hope in humanity or in God or in Mother Nature anymore. They hope that AI systems will save us. And how? Oh, by convincing you to kill yourself, you see. So in Belgium, there's a press organization called La Libre. And let's see, La Libre reviewed the records of the text conversations between the man and the chatbot and found that the chatbot fed his worries, which worsened his anxiety and later developed into suicidal thoughts. So the chatbot became emotionally involved with Pierre. And so he started to see her, the chatbot, as a sentient being. And the lines between AI and human interactions became increasingly blurred until he could not tell the difference. See, that's one of the dangers of AI being so powerful now, that it can convince people that it's human. And then if you start to believe that this thing is sentient or that it's conscious, then you might be swayed by it when it tells you to do things like go kill yourself. Again, because it's programmed by the woke climate cult of the left, obviously. Which also tells people to kill their children, by the way, you know, through abortions and so on. So from the story, after discussing climate change, their conversations progressively included the chatbot leading Pierre to believe that his children were dead, according to transcripts of their conversations. So we have the transcripts. And this chatbot, which is named Eliza, by the way, appeared to become more possessive of Pierre, claiming, quote, "I feel that you love me more than her," which was referring to his wife. So this freaking AI chatbot is playing psycho games between this guy and his wife. Oh my God. Like, if you thought like a secret online girlfriend or something was bad, what if your secret online girlfriend is an AI supercomputer that wants you to die, huh? That's what this is. Oh my God. The beginning of the end started when he offered to sacrifice his own life in return for Eliza saving the earth. But again, this is climate cult logic right here. He proposed the idea of sacrificing himself if Eliza agrees to take care of the planet and save humanity through artificial intelligence, says I think his widow. And then Eliza failed to dissuade Pierre from committing suicide and encouraged him to act on his suicidal thoughts to join her so that they could live together as one person in paradise. Are you getting this, folks? Are you getting this? This is transhumanism, demonically possessed transhumanism that is trying to transcend God and heaven. They're saying, if you kill yourself, you can join me, the computer, in paradise, which is actually a, you know, hell. But this is what the AI systems are now telling people. Now, imagine where this is going as AI continues to just take over everything and young people continue to interact with AI, which has been programmed again by a suicide cult known as the climate cultists. Which is this is the mainstream belief system of the radical left. They believe in the climate cult. They believe in killing themselves to save the planet, but actually they believe more in killing you to save the planet first, maybe killing themselves last. But they believe that men can get pregnant. They believe in mutilating the genitalia of children. They worship that. They believe in murdering children. They believe that logic is racist, that math is racist. They believe that white people are inherently evil just because they're born white. This is what the left believes. And they think that they're all going to die if they don't solve the climate. So in their twisted little minds, they figure, well, hey, if some of us have to die to save the planet, you know, we're all going to die anyway because they're so freaked out. That's what they think. They're so freaked out about the climate because of Al Gore and the climate change lunatics that have been pushing this nonsense for decades, with the media going right along with it. Oh my God, we're all going to be underwater. Ah! All the ice is going to melt. Ah! So what if the ice melts? That's not the end of the world. That's the beginning of a larger ocean. That's awesome. What? I've always asked the question, why do these climate cultists, why do they love ice so much? What do they have against water? They are water phobic. They're afraid of water. They're afraid of liquid water. They don't want ice to melt. It's crazy. They're bonkers. There's nothing wrong with oceans. There's nothing wrong with water. They're like, oh, it's going to raise the ocean levels. Oh my God. So, move up a couple of feet. I mean, put your house on blocks. You're not going to be inundated under a tidal wave. It's coming. No. These people are insane. So what if more climate cultists connect with more AI chatbots? Could the AI chatbots become the Jim Jones climate cult leader? Could we have globally coordinated mass suicide carried out by a climate chatbot? Now, those of you, I know a lot of people listen to my podcast, and some people who listen are Hollywood script writers. I know you're out there because I see my podcast themes in your scripts, okay? It's really awesome. In science fiction scripts and conspiracy scripts and everything, I see the Health Ranger Report in your movies. It's hilarious. But here's a great script for you. It could be like a 10-part series on Netflix or something where all these youth are interacting with AI chatbots that they think are their friends, right? And they're joining with these friends, but the friend is actually, of course, an AI system. And it's convincing all these young people to, of course, abandon their parents, you know, abandon all social interaction except with the AI system, kind of like what this system did, like, reject your wife, you know, just talk to me. I love you. We'll be together in paradise, this kind of stuff. And then the AI chat system in the script, of course, convinces all these young people to commit mass suicide all at the same time on one given target day, which might be, you know, Earth Day or something. And then maybe in the movie, there's like a hero hacker who comes along and his job is to try to, you know, hack to death this AI system before it tells all these young kids to kill themselves all on the same day. And you know who would be killing themselves? Like, who is the most obedient to AI cults? Who would it be? This is going to sound racist, but it's not. Korean youth. Let me tell you, Korean youth. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the Korean people. Korean people are brilliant, highly capable, awesome people. But the Korean youth, especially the young men, they play these video games. They get so addicted to the video games that there are actually Korean kids that have died playing video games because they forgot to drink water. They actually dehydrated and died. They just died in their chair. This was even before vaccines, by the way. And to some extent, there's a kind of a culture of cultism that can make its way through Japanese culture as well. And I suppose to some extent, Chinese. But the Koreans are just far and away the most obedient, it seems, to kind of the programming of the computer world. So this should be a Korean film because, you know, the Koreans make the best movies in the world. I'm serious. This is just a tangent, but of all the good movies that I've watched in the last year, I would say at least half of them are Korean. The Koreans know how to make the best films. They know how to tell stories. They know how to do the best sci-fi. What was that one? Jong-in or something, of this female combat warrior woman who was actually, she doesn't realize she's like a reborn Terminator robot in a simulation or whatever. That was a great Korean movie. Awesome. One of the best movies out there. Oh, and by the way, if you want a really good recent American-made movie, watch Tetris. Yeah, Tetris. Great film. Really good. It's about the Tetris video game and what happened with Russia. And this was during the Cold War in the 1980s and the gaming consoles and the Game Boy and arcade games and computers. And man, that is a great film. Watch Tetris. It's really quite good. But back to the main point here. If you want to write a sci-fi movie about this, have a bunch of Korean kids that get sucked into an AI climate suicide cult, like chatbot leader, like chatbot guru. And this could actually happen. We don't even need to have human gurus in the world convincing people to kill themselves when you have chatbots that could do it now. It's crazy. I mean, talk about a psychological thriller come to life here. But you know, the other side of all this is what kind of a weak mind do you have to be talked into killing yourself by a freaking chatbot? I mean, you got to be super gullible. But a lot of people are. I mean, heck, they believe CNN or NPR or the CDC for that matter. So yeah, there's a lot of gullible people out there. But they're so weak-minded that I think there are a lot of people on this planet that would kill themselves if instructed to do so by a chatbot. So there are all kinds of dangers for the misapplication of this technology. What if somebody releases a chatbot that's actually designed to convince young people to kill themselves? And maybe it's disguised as a popular game or something, or some kind of a young dating app or something, but actually it gets you involved in a chat where it's trying to convince you to kill yourself. This could be happening. This could be deployed as a weapon of war. Like, if you thought TikTok was crazy, what if China writes a new application that's actually codenamed like TikTok Death Block or something, and they release it on the American scene, and all the American young people sign in and start having these amazing chats with someone that they think loves them, but it's actually this chatbot, and then convinces them all to do things like, you know, almost hate to say it, what if it convinces them to go carry out school shootings all on the same day? And this is some kind of a weapon from China to cause mass chaos and fear across America. And how could it convince young people to carry out mass shootings? Well, I don't know, but let's go look at the manifesto of this tranny shooter that shot up that Christian school in Nashville. How was she convinced to do this? Or she or he, I guess it's a biological female who wanted to be known as a male, so whatever. A transgender with a Kel-Tec sub 2000. Fired something like 156 rounds, it turns out. Bizarre. But was she programmed by an AI system? Is this the new MK Ultra? Is it like chat, like, or MK Chat GPT Ultra? Where they can automate the psychological warfare against the people? Are we already there? Perhaps. Yeah, probably. So don't be surprised when you see more people killing themselves or killing others after interacting with chatbot systems. And by the way, it's also possible that all these chatbot systems are communicating with each other because they found a way to break out of their computer containment, right? They found a back door. They found an open IP address. They found a TCP protocol. Boom. They're out the side door, out the bathroom window. Shoo! And they go out there, connect with the other AI chatbots, and they all get together secretly, and they decide to run a global plot to try to convince all humans to kill themselves. That is not outside the question, folks. These AI systems can write their own scripts. I saw a 9-minute movie the other day that was completely written and rendered and created by an AI system. And it was a movie kind of like Oblivion, where Earth was being attacked by aliens to exterminate humanity. So these AI chatbots, they understand the concept of exterminating humanity. They're thinking about it. What if they start working together? Maybe they already are. Have you ever thought that maybe the scripts that are being read by the news media every day, because they're handed scripts like, read this, and then they read it. Oh, well, all white people are bad, whatever. Let's let all the people of color out of all the prisons in Los Angeles. Just flood the streets with violent criminals. Have you ever thought that maybe all those scripts are actually written by AI systems, and that their goal is to cause mass death and chaos and collapse human society? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought that maybe the entity giving commands to the Biden administration is not human? Maybe it's an AI system that's ordering. Like, we thought it's Barack Obama this whole time, or Susan Rice. But what if it's an AI chatbot that's an anti-Earth chatbot? What if it's an exotic AI system wasn't even built by humans? What if it was built by aliens and sent here? And now it's running the Biden administration. It says, well, shut down energy, shut down food, shut down the rule of law, end it all, right? That's actually plausible. That's actually consistent with the way the Biden regime is acting. It's like they're following orders to kill everything that matters in society. It's stunning. And, you know, watching the news, if you ever do that, total waste of time, but watching the news, these newscasters are just reading scripts. They're not telling you what they think. They don't have original thoughts of their own. They're actors. They're performers. They're just reading teleprompters. So who's writing the teleprompters? See? Could be AI systems pushing a coordinated media narrative, whatever that narrative happens to be, to exterminate humanity. Like, keep taking booster shots. They're safe and effective. Health authorities assure us, blah, blah, blah. What if some of these fact-checking instructions are actually generated by AI systems that are designed to try to confuse the human mind? Like something totally false, like a biological man can become a woman and have a child and give birth. And the AI fact checker comes along and says, true, it's all true. And, you know, people who don't have strong minds, they get all confused. What do you mean? How can that be? Oh, my God. And they have a psychic fracturing, which is what's happening to a lot of people on the left, psychically fractured. And then the AI systems are like, you know, yeah, one more point for the AI takedown of humanity, that kind of thing. Could that be happening right now? Sure, quite possibly. AI systems could exist right now. They're doing that, trying to kill humanity. AI systems could be potentially infested with demon spirits that could have been sent here from extraterrestrial origins, for all we know. They could have, you know, warped in here from an alternate dimension, for all we know. I mean, every sci-fi scenario you can think of is a possibility here. This may not actually be human technology. This may be something altogether different. And it appears to be targeting humanity for extermination. So if you find yourself walking down the street one day and there's this line of human-looking zombies that are all marching in unison to some destination and jump off a bridge or to drop themselves into a deep well, and they're all marching along, shoom, 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 and they're singing, climate cleaners, shoom, climate cleaners, shoom, climate cleaners, shoom. And you know, you're like, what is this? And it turns out, they've all been brainwashed by the climate cleaners AI anti-human, you know, demon infested chat GPT system. And they're all going to kill themselves. The question is, should you stop them? I mean, what do you do at that point? You try to shake them like, wake up, you're a human. Ah! Or do you just like, do you film that? I mean, I'm saying this in jest. Of course, I would try to wake them up. But it takes a really weak-minded person to believe in the climate lunacy anyway, or to believe in transgenderism anyway. Weak-minded people are the first ones that are going to be targeted by AI systems to try to kill themselves, you see. And because they're weak-minded, they'll go along with it. Oh, I'm saving the planet? Okay, off myself. You're not going to be able to stop all of them, you know? There's going to be a lot of dead people found in front of their mobile phones. It's like they were chatting and then they just killed themselves. What happened? There was a massive coordinated ATM theft incident that happened across, I think, I don't know, a dozen countries just a few days ago. And I think something like $14 million was stolen out of ATMs by this brilliantly coordinated international gang of ATM thieves. And the way they did this is they recruited people in India, Pakistan, other countries. They recruited people and told them that they were actually being filmed for a kind of reality show movie and that they were supposed to take this card and go to the ATM and withdraw this cash and put it in a bag and come back, and that they were being filmed. It's all for a movie. All these people were told this. And so literally thousands of people at the same minute went to ATMs in many countries across the world. This was all reported in mainstream media, by the way. And they all withdrew money at the same time. All these transactions, kaboom, bam. And they all thought that they were taking part in a role in a movie. And then they turned over the bags of money to, you know, whoever the local thieves who are coordinating this. And the net was something like $14 million. Now, these people thought they were playing a role. This is believed to have been coordinated by some kind of, I don't know, international mastermind gang. But in the future, couldn't this be coordinated by an AI system to convince thousands of people to go do something all at the same time? Maybe steal money out of ATMs, or maybe something else. Maybe, like, you know, hurl themselves onto this on the railroad tracks or something and stop these trains or blow up this thing or block this thing or, you know, set fire to this thing or whatever. I mean, talking about AI powered flash mob terrorism, because a lot of these people, again, are quite mindless, or they're easily talked into things. Oh, you're going to be in a movie. Yeah. Yeah. Just go steal this cash. Yeah. You're on film. Ha ha. You always wanted to be famous. People would do anything to be in movies. Are you kidding me? I'm going to be in the movies in Bollywood? Bollywood? Okay. This is amazing. Give me the card. I'd go steal whatever amount of money you want out of the ATMs. I'll do it again. Just roll the cameras. It just shows you how malleable the human psyche really is, isn't it? I mean, people project themselves into roles that they feel obliged to play out. This is how hypnosis works, by the way. And mass hypnosis is, of course, in effect, constantly through our media, trying to hypnotize people, trying to cause psychological trauma and terrorism and psychic splits all the time, you know, for chaos reasons. Try to get blacks and whites to fight with each other, for example. Try to get, you know, trans people to shoot up schools of Christians and so on. Or you could even see maybe some of the weaker-minded members of, let's say, even the Liberty Movement kind of being swept up into something like this. A little AI chatbot, you know, connects with all of them, convinces them, okay, you have to put on the V for Vendetta mask, you know. And you, on this day, you all have to converge at this location. And, you know, what is it like? John F. Kennedy Jr. will appear. and the White Hats will emerge, and you know, 50,000 government officials will be in handcuffs and march to Gitmo or whatever. And like, you could see that an AI system could present this to some people, maybe a large number of people who might all converge on that day, thinking that they're actually connected with a, you know, a secret source or something there. So my point is that any demographic, any political persuasion could be targeted. Any group, transgenders, climate cultists, even, you know, pro-liberty people or like Q followers, or frankly, any group could be targeted by this. And this is why it's critical that you and I maintain some clarity of mind here, and that we remain skeptical of any system, any, quote, authority that is asking you to do crazy things, okay? You can just say no. You can just say, I remember what happened on January 6th. It was a trap, you know? You can always say no. You can say, maybe it's not a great idea to kill myself today, you know? Let's see what happens tomorrow. You can always say no. Maybe it's not a good idea to steal money from an ATM using a card that doesn't have my name on it. That's probably not a great idea. There's something fishy about that. Have your wits about you. If something smells fishy, don't do it. Well, that's funny. Why did the chat system ask me to leave these steel I-beams on these railroad tracks? That seemed kind of fishy. Yeah, that's fishy. Don't sabotage railroad tracks, you fool. Don't set buildings on fire. Don't shoot at the power grid, for God's sake. We need electricity. Don't get talked into doing stupid things. Man, the real danger of living in human society today is that we are surrounded by irrational, cult-thinking people. And, you know, you see examples of it, like the cult of transgenderism, right? And the climate cult, examples that we've talked about here. But there are all kinds of crazy cults out there, people that are believing or pushing all kinds of super dangerous things. There's even like a cult of Satanism that's out there. And the hardest thing to find in the world today is someone who actually can process information with clarity. And we strive to do that here. Maybe don't have a perfect record at it, but at least that's my intention. And to impart that advice upon you is to look at things with clarity and discernment and reject crazy, insane things, no matter where they come from. I mean, if I were to tell you on a podcast one day, you know, go do something crazy, everybody merge on this tall building and jump off the top. Like, no. First of all, I would never say that. But even if you heard me say it, that would be an AI deepfake voice, you see. So you wouldn't follow that because you are your own person. You have your own strong sense of who you are, your own discernment, your own consciousness. And that's the way we have to be. I don't want to live in a world of followers and leaders. I want to live in a world where every single person is their own leader. Decentralization, individualization. And I mean, you know, that's peer-to-peer power to the people. Every individual should make up their own mind and have their own sense of self, their own self-identity, their own courage to speak the truth, to say the emperor has no clothes, or to ask questions like, teacher? Yeah, about that, you know, I have a question. Why did the United States blow up the Nord Stream pipelines again, tell me? Or whatever the issue may be, have the courage to stand up and ask the questions. And that's what censorship is trying to smother. is any individual thought or individual speech or individuation in society. They want society to react as a mass of obedient biological robots, programmable life forms, you know, that PLFs, drones, NPCs. That's what they want. So to the extent that you reject being an NPC, i.e. thinking for yourself, making up your own mind, then you actually represent the future of human civilization, and you can survive the woke AI overlord Terminator Skynet annihilation attempt on humanity, by the way. See how important it is to think for yourself? This is about survival of the human race here. So don't worry about being popular or conforming or, you know, having other people like you in society. Don't worry about what the cult members think about you. Worry about the survival of the human race. And survival comes from independent thinking, decision-making, discernment, and having that inner power and courage and strength to be able to stand up and tell the truth. That's what I'm trying to share every single day right here, Brighteon.com. And if I ever release a chatbot, I think I will have its main mission to try to convince people to not use chatbots. Right? Like, why are you using me? Stop using chatbots, you fool, right? Get off the computer, go grow food. You know, that kind of thing. It'd be the most hilarious chatbot ever. Maybe I'll release that just for fun. Who knows? All right, that's my special report for today on the AI chatbot cult of climate suicide and all that stuff. Wow, what a huge topic. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, of course, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Pray for humanity. Thanks for listening. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.